Welcome, empaths, to Empath Evolve. This is Evie. Today we're going to be talking about 5 signs that you might be an empath. If that sounds interesting to you, please remember to follow so we can keep the conversation going. Hello, dear empaths. Today I want to talk to you about 5 signs that you might be an empath. This list is by no means comprehensive because there are many signs that you might be an empath. For the purpose of clarity, the way I define an empath is an energy-sensitive, emotionally attuned person. So energy-sensitive, to demystify that, what I mean is you're taking in how things feel, like in your environment, how they feel in your body, how other people are manifesting their emotions that you can actually see. That some people find the word energy kind of off-putting and too abstract, but it's how things actually feel, or the emotional tension or the physical energetic tension in a room or within dynamics or relationships or situations or things like that. So you're sensitive to the energy of your environments, other people, and sometimes you're quite stimulated also as well from, you know, colors, scents, flavors, things like that. So you're energy sensitive, or you're sensitive in general to stimulus, and you are emotionally attuned. So you prioritize emotional information. The first sign that you might be an empath is that people have a tendency to open up to you. If people have told you many times that you're a good listener, or that they trust you and they don't know why, and they, from a very respectful place, put some sort of more intimate burdens on you than seem appropriate for the situation, but not in a way to break your boundaries. For example, a stranger allowing you, or well, actually asking you to pick up their child and hold their child for a second, even though they don't know you at all. Something like that, where people feel and become unguarded and unburdened around you. That is a big sign you might be an empath. I have had complete and total strangers tell me their entire life story and then say that they felt so much better afterwards. And I think I was better for the experience as well. So that is a sign you might be an empath. The second sign you might be an empath is a love of nature. The way I describe it is this. For more than average empathic and highly empathic people, nature is not just something to do, it's church. There's a very reverential, amazing peace, harmony, and restoration that happens in nature for empaths. Sometimes if I am not as comfortable with someone because I don't know them as well, I will not go on a hike with them. And it's not because I don't trust them or anything like that, but getting to know that side of me is intimate and it's personal. So I wouldn't just spontaneously go on a walk or go out in nature with a total stranger because that's very personal to me. So a lot of empaths really like natural bodies of water, such as the ocean. Some of them like lakes, some of them don't. Some empaths are a little weirded out by non-natural lakes particularly, but some of them love them anyways. I like swimming pools. And from what I've, because I've spoken with empaths, I think swimming pools tend to actually be rated pretty highly by a lot of empathic people. So natural and sometimes certain man-made bodies of water can, the mileage may vary on that, but a lot of empaths really love like water. They love nature. They love trees. They love animals. They love going for hikes or a simple walk to go look at the trees. They like sunsets and sunrises and things like that. So the empath absolutely loves nature and feels a deep connection to it. They the forest can be a really stress relieving place for the empath, and I know that I've had a lot of dreams about forests actually. So it's a great way to restore your empathic batteries. The third one is that you tend to prioritize emotions and harmony in relationships and environments. It is not that empaths don't like or can't handle conflict. It's not that we can't handle conflict, and it's not that we can't handle direct conversations or even difficult situations. They make us uncomfortable when we are dealing with people who do not use communication as a way to build a bridge between each other. The empath prioritizes harmony. So conflict can't just exist for the sake of conflict. Otherwise, the empath is going to get really uncomfortable. Fighting just for the sake of fighting, if it doesn't lead to emotional intimacy or understanding or deeper connection, is extremely uncomfortable. So interacting with people who like to fight for the sake of fighting are really painful. That's very painful for an empath to be in that kind of environment. They also don't like chaotic environments in general, because that harmony and the emotional connection, emotional congruence, and peace are really important to an empath. The fourth one is that empathic people tend to be overwhelmed by violence and scary things. Especially cruelty. An empath very keenly feels hurt and upset when they see senseless acts of violence or an endless stream of misery on the news or extremely violent and psychologically tense movies. The empath has a tendency to mirror the emotions that they see, and so when in their minds, basically. So when they see something bad happening to someone, even in a piece of fiction, the empath is going to register all of that in their body. And it's going to feel as if it is happening to them. And then they feel very upset about what's happening to this other person. And it's very uncomfortable. So that is a sign that you might be an empath. You're just very overwhelmed by violence and just senseless acts of harm and pain. The fifth sign that you might be an empath is that you are highly creative and you don't play by the rules. This is not to say that you are a rule breaker just for the sake of flouting tradition, but because your values and your priorities in life are against the grain, you have to find a way to operate in this world that allows you to maintain your values and to express your unique vision of the world. So a lot of empathic people are highly creative. Even if they have a regular job, they might have a few different hobbies where they are painting, they're writing, they're dancing. They're very highly attuned to energy in general. So some of them, when they paint, will paint and they will use amazing, beautiful colors because they're very attuned to the differences in hues and how they interplay with each other. They're very attuned to music and how to weave the different sounds together for a specific emotional effect. And it's the same thing with dancing or any other creative hobby. And if they can find a way to make that into a full-time job, a lot of the time they will work for themselves or find ways to be very independent, because they have to take care of their energy and prioritize their values, because living outside of those leads to empathic burnout, which we can talk about in a different... Actually, we are going to be talking about that in our next episode. So these are five signs that you might be an empath, quick and dirty. Our next episode is about avoiding empathic burnout. I hope you enjoyed this. Please remember to follow so you can hear our next episode. And I look forward to keeping the conversation going, dear empaths. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.